Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will discuss the size of a field that is chayav in Peah. Not every field is large enough to be obligated in Peah necessarily, and that's the discussion that will happen in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Karka beis rova chayavas bepeah. A karka, land, that you can plant in it a quarter of a kav of seed, that's the size, the minimal size to be chayav in peah. Now, that size is 10 amos and 1/5 of an amma. By 10 amos and 1/5 of an amma, a little bit more than 140 square amos, about 35 meters or so, that's chayav in peah. Now, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says, you do not base it, says Rabbi Yeshua, on the amount of seed that you plant in the field, but rather you base it on the production. Oses asayim, it's the field that produces a two sa'ah of produce of seed. That's how you base it, and that's not to be confused with the base asayim that's discussed. It's like the Chatzar HaMishkan in other places. That's based on what you plant. This is based on production. B'tarfan Omer, he says, Shisha al Shisha Tefachim. It's only 6 tefach by 6 tefach. That's considered to be a sada for the purposes of Peah. And that's 6 by 6 we find elsewhere. And we'll learn in Mirtzah Hashem and Maseches Kelayim that a vegetable patch, the standard vegetable patch, is 6 by 6. And that's large enough for you to be able to plant 5 different species and it not be Kelayim. But that's the standard size for a vegetable patch, and that's considered a sada, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra Omer, ben Becerra says, Kedei liktzor v'lishnos. It has to be large enough that what's produced there is enough for you to harvest in your handful of it and repeat. There's enough for basically 2 handfuls of grain that you could harvest there. V'alocha kedvarav, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Now, of course, we know that we don't paskin halacha based on what it says in the Mishnah, and even if the Mishnah says halacha kedvarav, we don't follow that, because that's also coming from a Mishnah. We need the Gemara, or the later poskim, to determine what the halacha is. Finally, we have Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Rabbi Akiva Omer. He says, karka kol shehu chayavas bepeah. There is no size, there is no shear. Even the smallest amount of karka is obligated in peah. And not only that is it obligated in peah, but he's going to list a number of items for which a karka kol shehu, even the smallest amount of karka, is relevant to those halachos. So he continues and tells us, not only is it chayav in peah, it's also chayav uva bikurim. It is, this karka, even the smallest karka, produces new fruit, you can bring the new fruit from there. For licht of aleha prosbul, it's also, you can write a prosbul on the basis of having even a karka kol shehu, and that's because we know that when a person writes a prosbul, the person who owes the money, the person who lent the money, he's the one who writes the prosbul. But in order for the prosbul to be valid, the person who borrowed the money from him needs to own at least a karka kol shehu. That way, it's considered as if he has some mashkon, he has some sort of a collateral against which he can collect, and that can take away the doraisa, the biblical injunction against collection after Shemitah. So therefore, he has to at least have a karka kol shehu. Another item that karka kol shehu can accomplish is what we call a kinyan agav, and that is to say, portable objects, not karka, need to be to acquire them through mashicha, through actually taking physical possession of them. However, karka can be purchased through kinyan kesef, through exchange of money or shtar or exchange of a document or chazaka, or by doing an activity on the karka that shows your ownership. So, however, there's an idea of a kinyan agav, which is a piggybacking, which is, even though these methods of kinyan, of acquiring, wouldn't be effective for metaltalin, for portable objects, however, if at the same time you're taking possession and acquiring karka, real estate, the acquisition of real estate could piggyback with it the portable objects. So any size real estate will can accomplish that. And that's what the Mishnah says. Veliknos ima nechasim she'en lamachrayas because of v'shtar v'chazaka. This small karka, even the kol shehu, can be kona with it. Nechasim she'en lamachrayas, that's portable objects. That's the terminology that's used to describe non-karka. The kesef, when purchased using money, of a shtar, or using a document of a chazaka, or through showing ownership of the karka.